to the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom joined by Larry Bowen for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, before I already psyched up, I got the people hyped. I told them who was coming on.
Yeah, I was pumped up.
I sent you the
email last night, didn't I?
Before we bring him on, I got to tell you that you have to ask him, or maybe I'll just ask him. He might have the greatest Twitter handle I've ever seen of a high school athlete.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Is it
Chew Braca?
I like it. I like it. Our guest today, Aubrey, is going to be College Station High School quarterback. Well, he's also a baseball player, but he's such a big-time quarterback, we're going to call him quarterback, Ty Brock. He's going into his junior year, and he deserves a bless his heart right off the beginning, because I'm pumped up. We got a big-time recruit on. I feel like the High School Report is just on fire. We're bringing in all these great people. I gotta admit, poor Ty got ambushed because I went to cover the Little League playoffs last night, and Ty was being a good big brother. He was watching his younger brother Grayson play for the College Station Major Boys, and his dad Steve is the manager of that team. And you know, poor Ty, you know, when you're a stud football recruit and 6'3", and you're sitting in the bleachers with a bunch of old guys like me, you're going to kind of stand out. So I just ambushed him. Ty, thanks for being on with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. And I told I'm going to share this with Aubrey. I don't know if he's going to leave his mic on or not, but I told this to you guys last night. And, you know, a sports writer and a radio guy will use just about anything they can. I believe, as far as I know, you're the second high school junior. And you're a junior because you've already finished with your sophomore year. You haven't even started really junior classes, but you're going into your junior year. I believe in the long history of this program, you're the second junior to ever be on. The first one was last summer. It was Trendavian Dixon from Navasota, and he went on to break a national high school record for touchdown receptions. So we got a good thing going, okay? So we'll just we don't want to put too much pressure on you, but just so you'll know, you're in a special category. I did want to have you on, Ty, to talk about a few things for our listeners who don't know. Ty really is a rising football recruit prospect going into his junior year, and before we talk about you, I'm going to let you do what all quarterbacks love to do, which is spread out the praise to their teammates, since those are the guys that are catching the passes and blocking for you. Before we talk about you specifically, Ty, tell me, let's talk a little bit of Cougars 7-on-7. I got to see you guys a few weeks ago at the A&M Consolidated Tournament. You qualified for state. You'll be playing in the state tournament in a couple of weeks. Tell me about that team, man. I was impressed with what y'all had. You've got some weapons to work with, don't you?
Yes, sir. We have a bunch of younger dudes stepped up to play this year. And these past couple of weeks, we've definitely been playing more as a team than as individuals. And have some guys playing both ways that's helping us out. Everything's going pretty well. We're starting to mesh as a team.
Now, last year in the fall during football season, when you were a sophomore, you shared time at quarterback with my good friend, Cole Whittlesey. You're already getting some attention, but the thing is, Ty, I mean, this summer, if you can judge things by the internet, I don't know if I'm wrong or right to judge things by the internet, but I guess if there's anything in the world that it might be fairly dependable on, it would be football recruiting, because people are so nuts about it. But your prospect, your star, whatever you want to call it, has really risen a lot this summer. Can you tell us a little bit about what this off season and this summer has been like for you as you get ready to go into your junior year. Just tell us from a football standpoint what you've been doing in terms of working out here with your teammates, in terms of going to camps and that kind of thing. What have you been doing, Ty?
Well, starting in this past year, starting in off season, I definitely started concentrating on gaining some weight and staying in the weight room a lot. I'd go a little faster also. And then this spring, I forfeited a lot of time with the baseball team to go work out with in off season with the football team, because we get one day a week to work football, and each day I'd make sure I was there for that. And then I missed the majority of baseball playoffs because of spring football. I spent all my time with spring football. Decided that was the best thing for me, as I wasn't starting on the baseball team, but I felt like that was good for me. And then this summer with the camps, I think I was just able to, since I was not on the radar that much going into this year, but I think showing up at the camps, I was able to show a lot of those college coaches what I could do with the football, and I impressed some of them.
One of the things that got my attention, and we're on the high school report talking to Ty Brock, the College Station quarterback, one of the things that got my attention, and it got a lot of notice on the internet, was within the last month or so, I guess, you went over to the University of Texas camp and really made a good impression. And you know, based that upon the recruiting analyst and the websites and those type of things, but they talked to the coaches and they see these things, and so they do know what they're talking about. Tell us, I mean, I don't know if you'd say that was the highlight so far, but I mean, that's got to be a big deal when you're at a major college camp and you perform well and get those kind of rave reviews. I mean, I don't know if maybe you know yourself better than the rest of us, and you might have had real lofty expectations going in. But I think that performance in the reviews you got, my gosh, that had to really be encouraging to you.
It really was. I enjoyed my time there. I think the coaching staff there really made me better as a quarterback, and then the competition as well at the camp. There was a lot of other good quarterbacks from in and around the state. That definitely drove me to perform to the best of my ability.
Have you gone to other college camps in the off season or the summer, Ty?
That was the only overnight camp that I've gone to this summer, but I've been to several other mini camps, including U of H, Baylor, and A&M.
Junior days, is that basically what they call it, I guess?
Yes, sir.
Right. I want to ask you, Ty, because I was thinking about this. I'm going, what can I ask you? I always like to get into people's feelings and their thoughts. And the thing that occurred to me is, I mean, it's there. We can ask you a lot of questions about the process and everything, but I'm wondering if you can tell our listeners what it's like to go to one of those junior days or go to the Texas camp and know that the coaches and that you're just being under a microscope and knowing the importance of what you're doing, because your performance is, you know, going to determine whether you have scholarship offers and where you get to spend the next 4 or 5 years of your life. What is that like? I mean, I guess if you play quarterback in high school, you have to kind of accept the fact that you're going to have pressure, that it goes with the territory. But from the outside looking in, I would think that would be pretty tough, pretty scary. What is that like when I know they're trying to teach you things, and that's part of the process, but you know that you're being graded and you're being evaluated. What is that like?
Well, it is intimidating. When you get there, there may be one or two guys that they've already met before, but for the most part, everybody is just another face there. So at the beginning of these camps, there's definitely a big competition part of it that you want to you're just trying to be better than the next guy down the line, and if you can do that, then a lot of times you'll get recognized, which is what I was able to do at a lot of these camps this summer.
Now, you've already got offers, Ty, and I've seen online that you've been offered by, if I'm not mistaken, University of Houston and McNeese. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's
any, anybody else that I don't know about?
No, sir. That's the only two I have so far. A lot of other interests, but those are the only two concrete ones right now. Yeah.
Well, tell us about just the recruiting process. I've talked to a lot of young people over the course of the years covering high school sports, and it's just almost like a whole nother world, it seems like. And there's so much at stake and so many decisions that young people have to make. What has it been so far? And I know it's going to intensify, but what has it been so far for you? I mean, I could see a college, I'm not going to pick specifically on UH or McNeese, but I could see a college that would get on you early and say, hey, we love you. We were with you the whole time. Come to us now before, you know, whoever, some other bigger school comes. But what has it been like? Are you feeling a lot of pressure, or are you kind of just enjoying the ride? How are you approaching being a recruit?
It's definitely been really enjoyable for me, actually. This summer, the offer from U of H is actually a big relief, weight off of my shoulders, knowing that I have a fallback plan no matter what. And then Coach Walsh at Cal Station High School does a great job of coordinating our recruiting and dealing with all the college coaches. And really, I haven't felt a ton of pressure from all the college coaches visiting. I've just gone out and done the best that I could.
Yeah. Just get pressure from the guys covering your brother's Little League game. What about this is flexible, but do you have a timetable? Is there something in your mind? A lot of guys choose their colleges after their junior season, you know, between their junior and senior year. Some people wait until much later. Is there some way that you would like to do it, Ty? I mean, if some of the other big boys came to you in during or at the end of your junior year and said, we want you, would you try to pull the trigger early? Do you want to wait? How do you want to handle that?
Well, definitely for now I'm going to wait, but I could see myself choosing the college after this season, but I could also see myself waiting until after my senior season and seeing what happens. I definitely want to choose a school that will give me a good education as well as giving me a chance to play football.
We're visiting with College Station quarterback Ty Brock. Got just a minute or two left as we finish up. And, Ty, we appreciate you being with us, and sorry we ambushed you the way we did. But you mentioned this at the beginning of the interview, and I'd like to ask you this at the end. You're listed at 6'3", somewhere 180, I guess maybe a little bit more than that. But physically, you have some attributes that a lot of the kids – that are competing for quarterback spots and scholarships and stuff don't have. And Coach Huff told me when I did a spring training recap on you guys that you had made a big impact or an impression with your athleticism. People saw your size, but they didn't know you've increased your strength and increased your speed. Has that been something that you've focused on a lot? Is it just part a function of growing up and maturing? And I'm wondering, I mean, as you get ready, you know, you're only a couple of months away from starting your junior year with the Cougars. You ought to feel, I mean, I would imagine you got to feel like things are just falling into place the way they're supposed to.
Yes, sir. I do kind of feel that way. Coach Frazier does a great job in the weight room with us and coordinating a lot of our eating and diet. And definitely growing into my frame has helped me this past year. And I showed up to Cal State High School at about 6'1", 140. And I've done a lot of growing since then, and it's all thanks to my coaches and the athleticism that God gave me.
Well, Ty, we appreciate it very much. It's, you know, I got to give you a hard time when I get a chance. You know, you've added 3 inches and then 40 or more pounds since you showed up in high school a couple years ago. The guys on the radio station on our show, we've done that and didn't really mean to do that. So we'd like to send some of that over your way. You could probably take another 10 or 15, and Lord knows that a few of us over here could get rid of it. But, Ty, we appreciate you being with us, and based on what you've done so far and the wonderful possibilities you have ahead of you, I expect and hope that we'll have you back on the show many times in the future if we didn't scare you off with this first appearance.
No, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Aubrey, that's interesting because this is the second year in a row that we have had I think what Ty will prove to be will be, I'd sort of say, like a national-type recruit. But, I mean, he hasn't even started his junior year. Houston's a Division I school. That coach was the quarterback's coach at Ohio State.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job.
Tom Herman. And he'll have more offers. He'll get more offers. He made a big splash at the UT camp a few weeks ago. And we had Dixon last year who's, you know, like could go anywhere in the country. So it's pretty interesting. We've had a couple of years in a row and we have some big time guys to keep up with.
Yeah, there you go. Always good to hear from those guys on the High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break and come back and wrap up with the news. Stay with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.